At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
All right, here we go, Shime Time. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Let's get this right out of the way, folks. Good morning, Chris Shime. Happy Saturday, buddy.
Good morning, Mutt. Happy Saturday to you, friend.
Pre-show today. You are the walking embodiment of fall in New England.
Yep.
You're a bigger guy. Yep. You like sweatshirts.
Sure do.
24/7 goatee beard.
Yep.
You don't like anything pumpkin.
I just don't like pumpkin. I don't like the flavor of pumpkin. It just doesn't do it for me. Whether it's pumpkin beers, all different kinds of, I've tried a handful of pumpkin beers. Don't like them. Pumpkin pie. I'm out. Pumpkin spice iced coffee. No, thank you. I do, however, love the
pumpkin
smell.
Whoopie pies? Pumpkin whoopie pies?
Nope. Out.
Oh,
out. Pumpkin Trader bread.
Joe's has
out.
The Trader Joe's pumpkin spice ice cream mini cones for the fall.
Mm-mm.
Holy out. Mackerel.
I do, however, love the smell of a good like pumpkin spice candle. But I taste it taste wise, can't do pumpkin. I don't know what it is, just can't do it.
So like the smell of pumpkin.
Yep.
Do you find pumpkins offensive? Like no. Orange pumpkins?
No, I like pumpkins. I think pumpkins are cool. I like pumpkin carving. Like I said, I like the smell of I feel like pumpkin spice is the smell of fall. Which I enjoy, as you said, I'm a fall guy.
You look
guy.
Like you enjoy everything fall, like a good, yeah. I could see you, like my thought was like, it's Sunday, football time, a big homemade chili, you and your girlfriend.
I love chili.
All your bets laid out in front of you and a pumpkin beer, and you're telling me there's no pumpkin beer.
No pumpkin beers. I would rather go with a nice double IPA on a fall day.
Pumpkin spice martini?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Nope. Can't do it. All right. I'm sorry.
That's it for your pumpkin talk. It came up in the pre-show, but we have other things to get to.
Yes, we Shime. Do.
Excellent appearance last night on Mud at Night in the Twitch chat. People were commenting that you were fresh off a mall walk. So you're never going to shake off the fact you like going to malls.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's fine. It's what people want to believe. People want to think. I do love a good mall walk, but you know, it is what it is.
Let's quickly hit on the Patriots game, Shime. Mac Jones doubtful. Patriots, it sounds like Jacoby Myers, according to our buddy Andrew Callahan today, expected to play. No Lawrence Guy, some other guys questionable in their defense. But basically sort of what we thought, I think, going into the weekend. And so you're getting now a clean three, laying three minus 110. You can take the three at the same price. No juice anywhere. I'd be shocked, barring some other huge injury news here, if this moves a lot. So let's assume it's three. Final take for the week now, Patriots and Lions tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm kind of standing by what I was at on yesterday, where I think the Patriots win, but I think the Lions could cover this number.
It is a coin flip, man. They got this number nailed.
We actually talked about it this morning on the producer show. If you see there's any scenario where the Patriots could blow out the Lions, I think it's more likely the Lions blow out the Patriots, but either way, I don't expect it to be a blowout. I expect it to be close no matter what, just because I think the Belichick game plan going into this game is let's run the football. Let's kill the clock, run the football, possess the ball. That's what they want to do. They want to win the possession game. They want to win the turnover battle. So I don't necessarily believe that there's going to be a blowout either way, but I am still firmly on the over. The number continues to fall. It's now at 40. It's 45 and a half. It was down to
45 and a half here. Yeah.
Yeah. It was down to 45 a couple hours ago. And so, you know, I continue to be on the over. I know I'm with the public here. I understand that. I don't care. I think Vegas is overcompensating the fact that Detroit hasn't played a game outdoors, and like they're really bouncing or like betting on the fact that Detroit just struggles outdoors and against Bill Belichick. Yeah. I'm not buying it. I think this defense is putrid, which means the Patriots score. I think the Patriots defense isn't great, and this Detroit offense is good. Detroit will score. I'm really, really in on the over here.
Yeah, I'm still with you. My favorite bet is the over, especially at 45 and a half. We thought this number would go up all week. We were wrong Monday. Yep. We're wrong Saturday morning, Sean. What would help us, by the way, if we get any sort of positive news on Amon-Ra St. Brown? He did practice yesterday.
Yep.
Him playing would be huge for them, yes, in their agreed offense. And I forget who brought this up, but somebody I was listening to this morning said basically they have a bye week next week. They've already ruled DeAndre Swift out. Why the hell would Dan Campbell practice St. Brown on a Friday, tag him questionable, fly him out here to New England,
and not play,
and then not have him ready to go?
So 100%.
I think there are some signs he's going to play. That is helpful for us in the over for sure. If it's him and Josh Reynolds and Hockenson, then you really potentially maybe Goff can cook a little bit, and we need a back and forth. We need these teams to play fast. And I think the Lions getting up early would be huge for us to get this over, because the Patriots in chase mode, they'd have to throw the ball with Zappy.
Yeah, and I think one of the major inactives that doesn't get talked about enough is the fact that the Patriots have officially ruled out Lawrence Guy for this game. He is not playing, and that means, again, more rushing props for the Detroit Lions. I want all of the Jamal Williams I can find in every which way and form, because this defense without Lawrence Guy cannot stop the run. You saw Aaron Jones last week just having his way with this defense. AJ Dillon even had a pretty good day. And I expect Jamal Williams to do something very similar, especially after seeing how good he's been over the first 4 weeks of the season.
So if we jump into the props here, folks, we'll do about 20 minutes, go back and forth on props. Shime has a lot. He's our prop god here on the show. As of Saturday morning, there's a lot of stuff we're waiting on. I mean, I guess it's Shine because there are so many guys questionable and so many guys sort of, but there are a lot of props, including that Saints game I know you like, that you can't bet right now because they're not sure on some of these guys. So be aware that there may be better numbers. There may be bets that we like that aren't up right now that you may get tomorrow morning at some point, or they may protect themselves and not post them because they're not sure who's in, who's out. That could also happen.
Yeah, 100%. You have to be wary of all injuries. One of the ones I was looking at, too, is that Miami game. Jaylen Waddle currently not posted, even though it seems as though they're more confident Waddle will play than Tyreek Hill. Waddle not posted, but Hill is. So you really have to monitor all injury reports across the league all the way up until game time.
For example, in Patriots Lionshime, there are only four players listed to bet on their receiving yards prop. Yep. At least you want to bet it outright. If you go to same game parlays, maybe you can find it, but normally it doesn't work that way. Unless you want to bet Damian Harris, Hunter Henry, Jamal Williams, Ramondre Stevenson, those are the only four guys listed in the receiving yards for a game where there's going to be like six, seven other skill players that touch the football. So.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm kind of surprised that no other Patriots receivers are listed, like Devontae or Aguilar, but I guess it makes I guess it makes sense. If Myers is going to play, those numbers would probably be a little lower than normal. So, so I understand why I guess they're not on the board, but I'm kind of surprised.
All right, I will start with the Patriots game now with more of a question. I know we want to attack Detroit on the ground.
Yep.
Do you feel strongly either way on Harris at 85 and a half rushing yards or Stevenson 53 and a half rushing yards, both been bet up to -120.
You mean 58 and a half for Harris. Sorry.
58 and a half for Harris, 53 and a half for Stevenson.
Yep.
Any lean either way on who might see the carries? The answer obviously is no, but I'm any gut feel on these guys?
Not really. I think these numbers are good. I think both these numbers should be in the mid to high 50s with knowing how bad Detroit's defense is. So Damian Harris is generally the workhorse back, but I mean, or at least the downhill runner of the two. But Ramondre has been getting a lot of snaps lately. And I don't know that I would normally lean here instead, if I'm betting either of these running backs, to just go Ramondre receiving yards if it was Mac Jones at quarterback. But with Bailey Zappi at quarterback, I don't know exactly how he's going to play. Yeah. So I don't know if he's going to check it down to the running back very often. And Ramondre's number is only 17.5. So in a normal scenario, I would take that over. I still even lean that over. But for right now, I think I'm going to avoid the two Patriot running backs rushing lines just because I think they're very well placed. And I'm not sure. It's hard to determine who's going to get the bulk of the carries tomorrow.
Yeah. It's tough. And Stevens got a bunch of catches. We had that. We pointed to that last week. But out of the backfield, he's the guy. I mean, is it Damian Harris? I have to go back and look. But Damian Harris... 9.5 receiving yards. I'm going to go back and check some other game logs. But again, there's you want to attack Detroit on the ground. They're both viable. I just can't take a strong feel. I know for sure in this game, Shine, on the other side of the ball, you want to start with your Lions stuff in this
game? Yeah. I mean, the first pick I want to make is Jamal Williams over 65.5 rushing yards. Like that's to me, that's the easiest bet in the book on the entire slate. Like this guy has been great all year. He absolutely dominated Seattle last week. The Patriots, as I said, without Lawrence Guy, can't stop a nosebleed. He is the three down running back too for Detroit. Like he only comes out when he needs a spell, and that's very rare. And then they toss in, Craig Reynolds or whoever, Justin Jackson. So like Jamal Williams is going to get 80% of the running back snaps here. And so I absolutely 65.5 is not enough. This number should be in the high 70s, in my opinion. And another way I want to attack that as well. So I'm definitely playing Jamal Williams over 65.5 rush yards. Okay. But then on top of that, I think making a Jamal Williams anytime touchdown prop parlay, parlay with the in the same game parlay with the rushing yards of over 69.5. So he hits that 70 mark, gets a touchdown. You're talking plus 240 right there. I love that value. I think 70 is very, very much in the cards for Jamal Williams. Like I even think there's a chance he gets 100 today or tomorrow. I am heavily invested in Jamal this weekend.
Anything else from that game specifically, Jamal Williams? We marked it down here. Anything else you want to do with this game or any injuries that could change what you might do, people listening on Saturday that won't hear when updates until Sunday on the injuries?
Yeah, I want to keep my eye on Amon-Ra St. Brown's number. If he does play, I want to look at it. If they're going to goad you into taking the over just because he's banged up, I would still probably buy into the over if it's not too high. I'm looking anywhere around that 60 to 65 range. If he's in that range, I want the over. I definitely do. Once you get closer to 70 is when I kind of start to wobble a little bit. I just don't think the Patriots have a corner that can keep up with him, even if he is banged up. That's why I want to attack Amon-Ra. But right now, it's not listed, so I can't really make a play.
All right, one of the biggest spreads on the board this week, and rightfully so, are the Bills, who are anywhere between, 14? I thought I saw 14.5.
14, yeah.
In some places. The expectation is they're going to absolutely stomp. What I like in this game is the return of Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis has been hobbled by an ankle injury, but still been out there the last 2 weeks. Still involved, but not the Gabe Davis we saw in week one, Shime, and not the Gabe Davis we saw in the playoffs last year. Practiced in full Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He's off the report. Isaiah McKenzie might not play in this game with concussion. It's not official yet. They're going to throw a lot against this terrible Pittsburgh defense. My favorite prop on the board available right now, and not the only one, because minus 125, over 51.5 receiving yards, Gabe Davis. I think there's a chance that this is his sort of healthy breakout game, and Pittsburgh's going to put all their efforts to shut down Steph Diggs, and rightfully so. Gabe Davis, 51.5 receiving yards. I want the over.
I like that. I probably am going to stay away from this game pretty much for props. I just think that there's a good chance Buffalo gets up early and they kind of sit on it just with how banged up their receiving core is. They kind of get the ball to Zach Moss and Devin Singletary and those guys and try and just kind of sit on a lead. You know, they get up 2-3 scores and they just run the football. And so for me in that scenario, I don't want to have any Josh Allen or receiver props on my card just because I don't feel confident that they're going to have to throw for four quarters.
I totally get it. So I'm going Gabe Davis. Again, I'm gambling a little bit on his health, and that's what slowed him down. So I'm comfortable doing that. You're up next. Go ahead.
Let's go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game. They're hosting the Atlanta Falcons. They're 10-point favorites. I gave out on Mud at Night last night that I love the Tom Brady over 2.5 touchdown passes at plus 160. I still love that. I want that all day. And on top of that, I want to pair that with a Mike Evans game. Mike Evans is only listed at 57.5. I want the over. You saw it in that last game against Kansas City. Tom Brady looked good, looked healthy. Mike Evans looked good. And Chris Godwin is still coming back from that injury. But at least Godwin is on the field, which takes some of that pressure off of Mike Evans, frees him up a little bit to have bigger nights. So I really like Mike Evans over 57.5 on top of the Tom Brady over 2.5 touchdown passes.
That game right now is that everyone's talking about that game now being this huge breakout spot for Brady, right? Yep. It feels like
it's a get right game.
It's a get right game, a team he's dominated, like you were talking about. And then if you want to believe the personal life stuff, you know, he may be out for revenge mode to change the narrative on what's going on. So that's not football related, Chime. I would not bake that in.
No, but I like a good storyline.
And a lot of people in the industry, Chime, are. And I'm surprised by this because a lot of times, you know, the people that we listen to are not laying 10 points in a game.
Yeah.
A lot of people just love the Bucs to like crush the Falcons in this game.
Yeah, I'm staying away from that game total or that spread. I would be more inclined to bet the game total of under 46. I think there's a chance the Buccaneers just stomp on the Atlanta Falcons. But then again, it's a division game. The Bucs, outside of that Kansas City game, have not been great on offense. So I just want to pump the brakes a little bit and don't get too invested.
All right. I know you're still in love with the Seahawks tomorrow.
I do have a Seahawks prop. I know you had something you wanted to talk about for the Seahawks game as well. So what do you got?
I would say this is where the injuries again are a factor. The guy I was excited about, and they post this early in the week and it's down, was Jarvis Landry, because Mike Thomas is not going to play. Andy Dalton's the quarterback. Andy Dalton's like a classic check down, find the slot receiver. And I was excited to sit down and go to receiving yard. Actually, I do have Jarvis Landry. So this is the point. It's 43.5 at even money. I want the over.
Yep.
I think if you want to bet this with me and you think there's a chance that Landry could be like their number one receiver in a game that could be a shootout, and you've talked about this, Shime, that we know Seattle's defense is terrible.
Yep.
New Orleans could really score some points here. It's either going to be him or it's going to be Marquez Callaway or Chris Olave. It's like that, them and Kamara, those three guys.
Yep.
And Landry's questionable. So you can place this bet today, even money. If you get word that he's going to play, this number is going to go up and you're going to have to lay some juice.
Yeah.
If you like this like I do, I bet this morning, Chime, knowing that if he's ruled out, the bet is void on DK. So yeah. I'm surprised for a questionable guy they're listing him. I want Jarvis Landry over 43.5 receiving yards in this game. And my hope is either he plays and we get there, or he's ruled out and they void the thing out anyway. So I think this game has shootout potential. We talked about Alvin Kamara this week, who's also, I think, very likely to go over 26.5 receiving yards in this game. I like Kamara. It's not a good price, but Kamara is an anytime touchdown score in this game. The whole plan the entire time was not play over in London, be back ready to go. We saw what Detroit did to Seattle's defense. So we talked about attacking certain spots. I want to attack the Seattle defense with Jarvis Landry and, to a lesser extent, Alvin Kamara.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm into it. I like that. I'm going to play with the Seahawks here. I'm going to go with Geno Smith pass yards. I'm going to go with the over on 242.5 now. So it was 238 about 2 hours ago. It's now up to 242. So clearly other people are into this too. And it's minus 115. So there's a lot of other people betting Geno. So you look at Geno's first two games, right? He got Denver's defense in game one, and it was also week one of the season, and then got San Francisco. Two legitimate defenses where he threw for under 200 yards. His next two games, he absolutely lit it up. The New Orleans Saints stink. I believe Geno continues to light it up. I like the Geno number up to about 250. That's where I start to hesitate. But for now, sitting at 242.5, I love it. I loved it even more earlier in the day when it was 238.5. But I'm loving 242, and I will ride with my guy Geno here.
Again, folks, the idea that we're listening to a podcast or watching us on Twitch right now, and we're excited for Geno Smith games, tells you all you have to know about the football season. Sean, if I told you this back in September on the first show, hey, week five, you're going to be touting the Seahawks and Geno Smith, you would have had me drug tested.
I would have said you're on drugs, 100%. That's exactly what I would have done.
I like the Dolphins tomorrow quite a bit, Shime. I'm hoping that the Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle Q tags are not actual and they're just sort of pretend. I know with Tyreek Hill, they said it just popped up. They're trying to manage it, hope for a play. I'm going to assume those guys for now are going to play.
Yep.
But this doesn't affect my prop at all. The Miami Dolphins this year have given up the most rushing yards to opposing quarterbacks on the slate. 24 carries for 172 yards and a touchdown. I think it's a chance that Zach Wilson is running for his life tomorrow. We saw it when he got hurt in preseason. When things break down, this guy tucks in and runs. I really like Zach Wilson over 8.5 rushing yards, -120, a run for your life. Dolphins get so far upfield, the quarterback's got to run. This would be the third prop on my list here today. Gabe Davis, Jarvis Landry, and give me the over on Zach Wilson, 8.5 rushing yards.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I didn't even posit it. I didn't even think about it, but I think that's a good way to approach it. Zach Wilson, like you said, will tuck and run. 8.5 yards is not a lot. That's one that could be one first down run and you cash. So I really like that.
When he came back last week, when he started for Pittsburgh,
yep,
2 carries for 15 yards. Bingo. So in his first game back, 2 carries, 15 yards. That's on the bum knee. Last year, last couple games of the season, 2 for 24, 4 for 91, 4 for 12, 4 for 43. So he was rushing at the end of last year, yep, against Miami. He faced them during the time he was rushing, 4 carries for 12 yards. I don't think he played against them in the first game. I don't know if he missed it because of injury or he was not the starter yet. But he ran for 12 yards last year against Miami. He ran for over 12 yards in 4 of his last 5 starts and now 5 of his last 6 counting last week. Zach Wilson over 8.5 rushing yards.
Same. Perfect. I'm going to go to the Miami team here. We talked about it already. You have to monitor the injuries. So this is one you have to monitor. But if he plays, I really like Tyreek Hill this week. I think the over 66.5 is too low of a number. And I think it's in part, we've talked about it. We talked about it yesterday. I've talked about it with a bunch of buddies of mine as well. I think they're dropping all of these numbers too much because of Teddy Bridgewater, right? They people are over-exaggerating the drop-off from Tua to Teddy, in my opinion. I don't think there's going to be that big of a drop-off, especially with Teddy having the full week of practice this week. I think he's going to make sure to get the ball in Tyreek Hill's hands. We know Teddy can throw a pretty nice deep ball. He can actually throw a better deep ball than Tua. So that is now in play, which normally it isn't. And you don't have to worry about just getting it to him in short yardage and let him get into space. Now you can actually attack down the field. So I really like the number of over 66.5 for Tyreek Hill, barring him playing.
Yeah, he's a huge play for me in DFS. I've already started building tournament teams. I'm starting with him because my theory, I like the Dolphins a lot.
Yep.
I think that Teddy Bridgewater is with a full week with Mike McDaniel. Like, Tua probably is more natural talent, but I don't think the drop-off is – it's not Mac Jones to Bailey Zappi.
No, it's not that dramatic. It just isn't.
Completely with you. And I wouldn't be shocked if both Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle both go over their receiving numbers this week because it's so condensed. With Tua, we're just throwing at those two guys, and it feels like Mike McDaniel is following the offense there. So,
yeah,
like I know it's nuts, but I think both those guys could go over against a Jet team that, by the way, is 29th DVOA against the pass this year.
Bingo. They another big reason that. I want to attack that.
Yeah. I want to pull an updated odds number up here as I scroll through it back and forth. I think it's the last one. Where are all my game tags here? Hey, Sean, why don't you go next? I got to find mine here. Give me a second.
All right, let's hop into another game that I love. It was actually my first pick yesterday. That's the San Francisco Carolina game. Yep. I want the under on Baker Mayfield's pass yards at 194.5. It's -130, which kind of sucks. But at the same time, Baker stinks. This defense is going to pummel the Panthers. I just don't see an avenue in which the Panthers have any chance of even coming close to winning this game or covering for that matter. Baker can try. They're going to be in just chuck and duck mode in the second half at this point, and it's not going to work. And Baker is going to stink. I wouldn't be shocked if Baker comes out of the game at some point. And I also wouldn't be shocked if Matt Rhule gets canned on Monday. So totally I am all in on Baker under 194.5 against the San Francisco 49ers.
I like that play a lot. You and Costos talked about that game yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. And I'm as someone lucky, I'm holding a Matt Rhule first coach fire ticket. So I hope he finds a new job. Nothing against him and his family. It's probably bad karma to even make a bet like that. But I think he's very likely to be looking for a job, if not during the season, after the season. So my fourth and final one, at least on the record here, that I know I'm going to play. This is filthy. And if I understand if you hear this and you like take, if you pause the podcast and walk away, or if you're watching on Twitch, you wonder why you guys spend the last 30 minutes doing this. The Chicago Bears stink. Okay.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
I'm listening.
They have a divisional game tomorrow against Minnesota. I think Minnesota is going to absolutely cook. I think Kirk Cousins is going to throw for 250 yards plus, multiple touchdowns, like cakewalk type of game.
Okay.
I don't think that the Bears in a divisional game are going to roll over and die and just say, Khalil Herbert, here's the ball. Dave Montgomery, if he plays, here's the ball. Okay. Minnesota, the Vikings, Chris Schein, have given up the eighth most receiving yards to wide receivers this year.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Give me over 49.5 receiving yards, Darnell Mooney. Bears and Vikings.
I get it.
It's a disgusting, gross play. I was in the Trader Joe's parking lot today. I felt bad clicking on it.
I
don't know why I don't even know how I even got to that play. I think I was looking for like Jefferson Thielen stuff, and obviously that's been bet off the board. So it was Irv Smith, and I flipped over like, well, that's one catch. That's down 21-0. One deep bomb. Justin Fields gets by the deep.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, good luck. I'm going to stay away from this, but you know, that's fine. I'm betting on Geno Smith, so I can't really I can't really make fun of you for it.
So those are the four that I really, really like. I can be talked into some new things. What else you got on your list?
So the next one I have on my list here, I'm going to go Austin Eckler over 38.5 reception yards in the game. The guy has just been a target machine in the last 3 weeks. I think it's 9, 8, and 6 targets over the last 3 weeks. He's hit this number all three of those weeks. The only week he didn't was week one, where he only had 4 catches. So I think this offense without Keenan Allen is going to focus on just check down to Austin Eckler, which means a ton of receiving yards here. So I'm all about the over 38.5 receiving yards for Austin Eckler.
Yeah, it's weird. He's not playing as much as I thought he was going to play. So he can probably get it on a couple of plays in that Cleveland pass rush. I think Garrett, as you said, cleared the injury list. So I think it'll be a dump off day for him. The volume hopefully is there, but it's not one that I hate. And that's an interesting game too. You know, on the other side, you have Nick Chubb, which has been so good. And sometimes the Chargers are like, well, you can run on us. We just don't want you to beat us. That's Staley's thing, right? We don't mind giving up yards at the ground. Well, that might set up Chubb to have a monster down the Cleveland side. He stands out a little bit there.
I thought about betting Chubb, but his number's like 91.5. And I'm like,
by the way, fair number.
Yeah. That's, 100% fair number.
The guy's up run for 100 yards.
Doesn't he lead the league in rushing yards? Like the guy, Nick Chubb is awesome. He's been great all season. So I can't blame them for making that number. It's just too high for me.
All right, keep going. You got a big
list. Other game I want to go to here is the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Arizona Cardinals. Much
highest total on the board, right?
Is it the highest total on the board?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Well, Mutt, can
low you scoring tell me- place. You have Falcons and Bucks at 46, Chargers Browns at 47, and your game is now up to 48.5. So of the Sunday games, by a point and a half, bigger than any other game on the board.
Well, Mutt, I have a trivia question for you. How many points have the Arizona Cardinals scored in the first quarter combined this season?
Can I give you the first half answer? First half is only 12 points, so I don't know what first quarter is.
The first quarter is zero. They have scored 0 points in the first quarter through 4 games.
They're being outscored. This was part of my picks yesterday. They're being outscored in the first half of games through 4 games, 66-12.
And you want to know who's really good at starting fast? The Philadelphia effing
Eagles. I already bet them.
I am doubling into that. I'm taking the Eagles -1 in the first quarter at plus 105, which is just the best number ever. And then Eagles minus 3.5 in the first half. Like, there's, I don't see any scenario where the Eagles aren't dominating the first quarter and the first half. And then the Cardinals will try and make it a game in the second half and the Eagles will walk away with the win. Like, that's to me exactly how it's going to be, because that's every Arizona Cardinals game. And so I love betting the Eagles both those ways in the first half.
Yeah. And I bet the five, because the line should be much higher. And I get why they can't do it. Because it was the Falcons. I mean, the Cardinals would have been a favorite in the preseason. So you can't go a complete 10-point swing 4 weeks in with no real injuries when you knew Hopkins was going to play anyway. They're just that they can't make the line high enough. And the five's a weird number, but it's on the list. It's on the list for the Saturday PM or Sunday morning drive. That is now added to the
list. All right, I got two last bets for you real quick. In the London game, I want the under 28.5 Daniel Jones rush yards. This guy has a bum ankle. He's not going to be running the football. He's literally out there to hand it off to Saquon Barkley and make a couple passes to a bunch of no-name receivers. He's not going to be able to run. He's too hobbled. So I'm just hoping
– I agree.
I'm just hoping he gets out of the field and actually plays it all.
That's so a high number.
Bet in the cash, too high of a number. Yeah. And if he was healthy, the number is reasonable, but he's not. He's playing on a bum ankle. I want the under. Give me the under 28.5 there. And then Sunday night football, Bengals and Ravens. I want the over on Joe Burrow pass yards, 272.5. This reeks of a Jamar Chase breakout game. He has not been great the first 4 weeks of the season. This week might be the week he's great, because we know how bad that Baltimore secondary is. We saw it against the Dolphins. The Patriots were able to score on them. Last week it was a rain game against Buffalo, so I don't even really count that necessarily. Cincinnati is finally getting right the last couple weeks. I think this is another game where they're trying to get right and be right. And so in order to do that, you have to get Jamar Chase going. I think it's a Jamar Chase game, but
are you playing Burrow or Chase?
I think it's a Chase game, but I'm not as confident. I am confident Burrow is going to light it up. That's why I'm going Burrow over Chase. I want Burrow's over at 272.5, but I'm leaning Chase, but I'm not going to play it. I'm going with Burrow.
Yeah. I'm just going to give you one more note to make you feel better about this. This is somewhat weighted because of the outcome in the fourth quarter of Miami.
Yeah,
but the Baltimore Ravens defense has allowed the most receiving yards to receivers, almost 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 3 different games of 100 more yards. So they're one of the easiest defenses so far to pass against.
Yep.
Their defense is supposed to be good, but you can attack. They're tough to run on sometimes.
Yeah.
But I know you're going with Burrow. You may just talk me into looking into some Jamar Chase, T. Higgins stuff in that game.
Didn't target the T. Higgins, Jamar Chase is right now. I think they're both listed at like minus 130. So I didn't love the value there, but those numbers could move. And if you're making a same game parlay on a Sunday night after you have won a little bit in the 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock slate, then maybe that's an avenue you go down.
Well, I just want one more thing on value before you get to So I was actually thinking about this morning. I'm willing to eat because some of my picks here are minus 120, minus 125, minus 130. I think with some of these prop shine, we got to be willing to eat more chalk than we would in like a game, instead of a money line play on a team. Like, I think we have, I'm going to try to be more flexible, because with that, like Mutt's big bet, I was always trying to look for a prop that was plus 105, plus 110. The stuff in football that is going to be good, it's going to be bet. Like, you and I are not sitting in Boston like some prop geniuses that are going to like find the one or two. Well, maybe Darnell Mooney. Like the one or two gems, like the good stuff is going to be evident to people to pay attention.
Yeah.
So I am willing to, especially in same game parlays, like you said, where you're building the value up, I'm willing to eat some chalk and not be afraid of minus 130 in the prop bets. I just can't do it.
I'm with you there. Like in prop bets, you're just inherently going to find a lot more of those heavier vigs, and that's fine. Like I'm willing to buy them if I really feel confident about the number. Just with the number with Chase and Higgins, my issue is that I don't know exactly which one's going to get the bulk of the targets.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't want to invest in the value, and I'd rather invest in Joe Burrow. So that's kind of where my head at was that. But I'm with you. I think I don't have a problem taking a prop at minus 130 if I have a very strong conviction that it's going
to
hit.
And to your point, right now, Jamar Chase, 69.5 yards at minus 135, and T. Higgins right there. And he should be. Higgins is maybe the most underrated receiver in the league, 67.5 yards. at minus 125. That's a fun Sunday night game. And then we get our buddy Josh McDaniel against the Chiefs on Monday night.
That could be a lot of fun too.
All right, you've given me, is that eight? You have two more, or is that all 10?
I have 10. Nope, I gave you 10. So I'll run through them real quick for you.
Sure.
So we got Eagles first quarter minus one, Eagles first half minus 3.5. Jamal Williams over 65.5 rush yards. Tom Brady over 2.5 touchdown passes at plus 160. Mike Evans over 57.5 receiving yards. Tyreek Hill over 66.5 receiving yards. Geno Smith over 242.5 pass yards. Baker Mayfield under 194.5 pass yards. Austin Eckler over 38.5 receiving yards. Joe Burrow over 272.5 passing yards. And Daniel Jones under 28.5 rushing yards.
All right, so 8 of your 10 are overs. You want offense tomorrow. Of the ones you gave us here today, Shime, I can't speak for the audience, but my favorite, and I know that I'm going to play now, is, well, it's two-pronged. The Philadelphia first half is a great, great push.
Have to play.
And Daniel Jones, that under, that is such a high number from DK.
I agree.
And again, like, you're not rooting for Matt Rhule to really get fired, but
no,
isn't there a more increased chance than, say, Bailey Zappi that Daniel Jones gets hurt again and has to leave the game? And that's,
yes, there is.
So that should be baked. They're not baking that into the price. That should be factored into their number, and that number is too high.
Daniel Jones could play two plays and be done for the game. Like, that again, that's exactly why I saw it. I saw it at 28.5, and I said, that's too high for a guy with a bum ankle. I'm out.
All right, so Shime is on 10. I only have 4. Gabe Davis, over 51.5 receiving yards. Zach Wilson, over 8.5 rushing yards. The Jets quarterback, Darnell Mooney, over 49.5 receiving yards. And then if it's available, if you get word to, I would play it now because it's even money. But I like Jarvis Landry if he plays over 43.5 receiving yards. And if he doesn't, you get refunded. And if you get word he's going to play, that juice is going to go up. It will not be even money, I don't think. That's a lot of props, buddy. What else?
Good list. It's a good day. Hey, I told you I was going to come correct this week. Jeez. We struggled last week. I went 3-4 on props last week. I am looking to have a big boy week this week, so I'm ready to go.
If someone was like so super confident in their three on the show picks this week, they said, I'm going to make a nice three-team tease and make it so maybe you have the Eagles and the Dolphins and the Titans on a three. Hypothetically, who would lose that for you? Who should I be most worried? Or not, I'm not me, but someone else. Who should they be most worried about costing them with the three picks I made this week, all teased 6 points the other way?
So you're getting Eagles plus one, yep. Dolphins plus three,
and then two and a half, I think.
Two and a half. Dolphins 2.5. And what was the last one again?
Titans 4.5.
I guess I would say Dolphins just because I mean, it's hard.
He's 42-21 against
the Eagles. I know. And I love all these picks as it is. So, like, to me, it's hard. But I guess if I had to pick one, like you're telling me I have to pick one of them, I would say Miami is the most risky. But, I mean, most risky is relative when it's not that much risk, in my opinion.
Yeah, it looked too obvious, so someone's going to screw me.
You know, yep. Have to.
Someone's going to be the Minnesota Vikings and just get me good this week. I'm not touching that. I'm taking a break. And I say this once or twice a year. I'm like, I'm going to stop betting the Vikings. By week 8, I'll be back on.
Is it bad to say I kind of like the Bears in that game? Like +7.5? I'm not going to bet it. I'm just saying I kind of like
My theme this week was only bet the good teams and bet against the bad teams, and the Bears are bad.
The one other pick I wanted to mention before we get out of here, I really like the Dallas Cowboys +5.5 this week at the Rams. It wasn't one of my picks because I liked my other three picks more, but this was the one that I had to leave on the cutting board floor. I really like this pick.
The cutting room floor?
Cutting room floor. That's what it is.
Cutting board floor. I like that.
Yeah, cutting room floor. I really like the Cowboys this week. Getting 5.5 points against the Rams offense that has struggled mightily. Micah Parsons, that the defense looks awesome too. So I think there could be a lot of turnovers on the Rams part. So getting a 5.5 point spread there for the Cowboys seems like a blast. So I will be betting that. I want to let people know I will be betting that, but it was not one of my picks.
It's funny. I didn't look this up, so I'm doing it on the fly. Maybe you can help me out. Where do you find? I can find individual sack totals What about team sack totals for a game, Sean?
I think you might be able to find that in the defensive special teams props.
Let's see. Defense special team sacks. Oh, this is what this is individual players.
Let me see. Is it team props then, maybe?
And I apologize, folks. We're watching it live. We can always edit it on that.
Total points, total touchdowns. Nope.
Weekly specials. Yeah, it's a bad job by me. I should have, because I was thinking their offensive line is terrible.
Yep.
How about game props?
I looked there too. I don't see it, but we'll have to. Well, if I track it down, we'll tweet it out. But
I would be interested in. Hold on. Hold on. I think I found it here. It's way. You have to scroll down way past this. Oh, this has got to be here. First score. Total touchdowns, field goals. Come on.
No sacks.
Safety. This is ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Well, I'd be interested, and I don't even know what the number would be. It's not one I think about a lot, but I'd be interested in what their team total is for team sacks in this game.
Yeah,
I would as well. It's terrible, and I love Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think this Dallas defense is good, and they're going to get some sacks in this game and probably some turnovers, to be completely honest. So,
all right, Chime, anything else? We've given the people quite a bit here. About 10 more minutes than I expected to go.
That's it. I'm going to cut it off.
I'm doing this anyway with you on the phone, so we have to do it on a podcast.
Exactly. You know, had to get it out there. Yeah, no, I got my 10 picks out there. I'm comfortable with those 10.
All right. If you're watching, thank you for watching on Twitch, on Chime's channel, listening on the podcast, subscribe, rate, and review. Any breaking news, Sean, we think is worth noting, we'll put it out on Twitter at BetQL Boston tomorrow on Twitter, BetQL Boston. And then we'll be back for a full podcast Monday recapping Patriots, our picks, and I think a good Monday night game. Actually, one that I want to watch between the Chiefs and Raiders.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Monday Night Football. I'm really excited for the slate tomorrow. So, Mutt, enjoy all of your football watching tomorrow, my friend.
I can't wait, buddy. We'll talk. So we'll talk Monday morning. Thanks. Good luck with all your bets.
Sounds good, Mutt. I'll talk to you then.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.